Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here.
Jake Carter's in studio. Yay! You look so tanned.
Thank you very much.
I know this is radio, but
that's the Mexican sun from last week, yeah.
It's like I look like a ghost next to you.
Coming into Dublin this morning, it was very sunny.
Yeah.
I was very happy, yeah.
I was
expecting rain.
Yeah. So listen, yesterday we did a big busk for Focus Ireland, and I was talking about it with you off air. Still time to donate. People can jump on to todayfm.com/busk as well as through the Revolut app. There's a young girl named Maisie who we played earlier in the show, and she has a connection to you. So I'm going to play her again now, and this is for Jake to hear it.
Soldiers coming home.
Yeah, she's amazing.
So that's Maisie, and her mom, Deborah, got in touch, and she said, we're fans of the show. Oh, thank you. Fans of Jake, and her first concert was a Nathan Carter concert, and you were supporting your brother.
Right, very good. Small world.
In Galway, and she walked away with a Jake Carter teddy.
Oh, I'd say my nan probably was selling them, yeah. She sells all the merch at the gigs, yeah.
Are you wearing these teddies?
We did, yeah, there was teddies at one stage and cardboard cutouts and, yeah, there's been everything over the past few years. But that's great. That's a full circle moment there,
yeah.
Fair play to you, Maisie.
So, Maisie, so we had our little buskers taking part so they could donate for Focus Ireland, which was brilliant. So you and I met at an event, was that a month ago, maybe?
I think almost. No, that was only 2 weeks ago.
That's my life.
It doesn't feel like a month anyway. Maybe it was a month.
We were judges on a Strictly Come Dancing. So you're old hack at this now.
Very strict, Alison. You were very strict.
Well, you and I were going to agree.
You gave the lowest score of the night.
I know. I still feel badly about that.
Poor people have been training for the last 2 months and Alison whips out a 4. No, it wasn't a 4. It was a 7.
We didn't go below 7.
Yeah, sadly.
But you said you kind of agreed with me on that one and then you
stuck
an 8
up. I did, and then I put an 8 up, yeah. I had to have someone else be the baddie, do you know what I mean?
So it was in Virginia, Remore, and it was like a brilliant night.
It was a great night,
fun.
Oh yeah, it was.
And you performed afterwards.
We did. We did a gig after from, I think it was till about 2 in the morning. Then myself
I was well
and the
home
band.
At that stage.
Yeah. But no, it was a brilliant gig, really great. I was actually saying it was one of the best gigs we've done in a while. It's one of them random gigs where you never know what to expect because it's not really your own gig.
Yeah,
you're just kind of performing after. But myself and the lads in the band, we loved it, yeah.
Yeah, and you had a gig last night as well.
I was gigging in Enniskillen in County Fermanagh last night. So I just drove up then this morning. So
yeah, you're always on the go.
I'm like a yo-yo between Fermanagh and Dublin constantly. So I think I could do that drive in my sleep. I can't wait to get one of them cars that just drive themselves.
Like
at some
an
stage,
Anchorman?
Yeah. In like 10 years' time, do you know what I mean? You just press go and I'll arrive in Dublin, yeah.
It's brilliant. So you have a new single out, Don't Forget. Will we play a little snippet of it?
If you would like to,
I would
please.
Like to.
Thank you.
So dry
Jake, that it's little Take Thatty.
It is, yeah. That's 100%. I was a massive fan of Take That growing up. I kind of, I suppose, caught the very end of their huge stardom.
Yeah.
And I used to love like real organic bands growing up, like pop sound, like the likes of McFly. They were huge and busted. So I guess I probably had a good bit of that influence in this latest EP, as well as some of the more modern stuff. But yeah, I'll take that.
And what
see
about
what I did there?
I'll take that. And what about the writing process? Like, how does that, like, do you lock yourself away in a room or do you work with other people or how do you do it?
You know, it's completely different every time. The 5 tracks that I've released on the latest EP are all written with different co-writers. So it's nice in that sense. But I don't really know. There's no rhyme or reason to it. Sometimes I'd be driving and I'd get something. Sometimes I do have to lock myself away. And then sometimes it just comes to me. So it's a weird one, yeah.
And what about you and your brother? Are you competitive?
No. Do you know what? Obviously, we'd be doing like completely separate genres at the minute.
You are.
He would be very supportive. Yeah. He always has been since I was even gigging in like pubs back in Liverpool. Because he won't let me say this, but there's an 8-year age gap between
Is
me and Nathan.
Really?
Yeah. I'm only 25. I'm still very young.
I know you're young, but he looks like he's a baby as well.
I'm giving away his age there now. I hope he's not listening. Yeah,
it doesn't matter.
But he's always been a huge support, and it's nice, even though we are doing different genres, it's the same kind of industry, and it's great to get advice from someone who's been there and done so well.
How
over the
bad
last
would it be
years?
If one of you had zero talent, though? That'd be really unfair.
If I was just absolutely rubbish, yeah, and
like,
he had to tell me.
I'm supportive of my baby brother.
Yeah, no, but it's nice, and I love whenever we do get to like collaborate on stuff or do gigs together. It is nice to kind of have your older
is there
brother.
Is more than two of you?
We have a sister as well, who's kind of in the middle of us. She's probably the most talented out of us all, but she doesn't actually do it for a living. Yeah,
right. So the night that we met was the night before the final of Dancing with the Stars as well.
It was,
and it was like you had this kind of calm aura about you, because Karen, who's a pro dancer, is your partner in real life, and I felt like you kind of had a crystal the ball, and you were like, she's going to win this.
I don't know about that.
You came across really calm about it, though.
Yeah, do you know what? I think the fact that they even reached that far, I didn't expect Karen and Jason to win. I don't think they expected to win. So I think it was kind of just, we were like, you know, they've done amazing to get this far. And then when they did win, it was just crazy.
It was very emotional. Was like, she couldn't hold it in.
I was brilliant. I was glad that the cameras weren't on me during the final, because I was just, when they did the dance with the blindfold, I was just crying. I'm not really emotional. I cry at like movies, but you know the way fellas do, and they just hide, like, you know, they put a pillow up or something. I was looking around and I was like, please, no one look at me. Do you know what I mean? But it was brilliant.
It was a great move, though.
It was, and I was so happy for Jason, because he tried so hard throughout the whole season, and it was a great way to kind of finish it off. I actually spoke
to him a few days later. I was in for Dave Moore, and it was a pleasure to talk to him about it. But he was describing that moment as it being a really brave moment for Karen to do that as well.
Yeah, and you know what? He's such a lovely fella. He's just such a gentleman, and he worked so hard. Like, I'd seen them in the studio, obviously, on the months going right the way through the competition, and he really did try his hardest, and to see his progression and what he had
what
to deal with
about,
do you know what I mean
it?
Like, obviously having less than 10% sight, and he could still overcome all them obstacles and still so positive about life and everything. It was just so nice to be around.
So Jake, the reason why you're on now that we've talked about all of that is we found out a mutual obsession and love of coffee. So when you travel around the country, which you do quite a bit, you always put up in your Instagram going, where should I go for a coffee? And you found some really lovely places based on listener or suggestions, people who follow you. So let's go through a few of yours. You did a top five for us.
I did a top five.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So at number five is a place in Longford.
I actually only found this place last week because I was doing a radio tour, and I was down on Shannon's side, Northern Sound down there. And I was like, whenever I'm driving, I just am fueled by coffee.
Yes,
you know what I mean? And someone messaged me to say to go and try out this place. So I did. And it was like real, real hipstery.
Yes.
But it was actually like one of the nicest coffees I've had. But I just didn't want to put it higher than five because I've only had one coffee there.
Okay, VDA coffee. Number three, Three Fools. I would know this place in Grand Parade in Cork.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. We were actually down in Cork there last week on the Today Show, and I had to go. And they were ringing me because we were already checked in, and I was like, I'm just going to go and grab a coffee. And they were like, hi, we need you back. And I was like, I'm just grabbing a coffee.
What do you go for normally?
Just flat white. Yeah. Always a flat white, yeah.
Okay, and number three, what did you put down?
Number three was
Folk.
So this is a little coffee shop in Enniskillen where I live half the time up in Enniskillen, and they do all their own like pastries as well. They bake them in the shop. And it's just so nice. And I love as well, they do like a large flat white.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like a less milky latte.
Yes.
But it's just so good.
It's delicious.
I have to go there every time.
I don't know this place, and it's not that far from me. Twirly Gate in Chapel Izzard.
Yes. So I love Chapel Izzard. I don't know if you've ever been.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's like a little village.
Of a weekend, it's like dog central. Yes. Everyone takes their dogs because they go to Phoenix Park then. But this little cafe is, they do unreal coffee and they do food as well. That's really nice. But yeah, this is kind of, it will probably be my favourite coffee at the minute, to be honest, even though it's number two.
Twirly Gate. What's number one, Jake?
Number one is my local coffee coffee shop in Lucan, yeah. which is Coffee Works, and it's not just the coffee, it's just the vibe, the staff.
But that's the
everything
experience,
is amazing.
It?
And they're pet friendly, so we bring Yay! Lenny, my little dog, in. Yeah, we probably, I wouldn't like to see how much I spend on coffee a year there, to be honest.
I think, well, they know.
Yeah, my accountant would not be happy. But yeah, it's definitely my favourite place. I'd say we've been there 5 times a week, probably for the last 4 years.
Well, it's a brilliant shout. Jake Carter, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks,
it's a pleasure
for having
to see
me.
You again.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.